Let's call the next chapter of the story Circa Regna Tonat. Around the throne, the thunder roars. Thomas Wyatt used the line in a poem written in a cell in the Tower of London after he'd just witnessed the execution of 5 innocent men. A few days later, an innocent woman would also die. As you probably know, she was Anne Boleyn. And as you can probably guess, the author of this bloody drama was Thomas Cromwell. It wasn't the birth in 1533 of a baby girl, Elizabeth, that did for Anne. Henry was disappointed, but he didn't turn against his new wife. No, he laid his hand on the baby's head, recognizing her as his legitimate daughter, and hoped for better luck next time. 18 months later, Anne was pregnant again. At the beginning of January 1536, more good news. Catherine of Aragon was dead. Henry was relieved. God be praised, he said, that we are free from all suspicion of war. Maybe it was at this point that the cogs and wheels of Cromwell's mind started to whirl. For Cromwell had decided to engineer a reconciliation between Henry and the Emperor Charles V. With the Emperor's Aunt Catherine now safely dead, the timing was perfect, except for one thing, Anne.